Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the owner of the Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man Series, Chris Tilley. Then we'll speak with USCS Sprint Car winner, Jaden Bowling, and we'll have a conversation with the former president of Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, now the series director of USAC Silver Crown Division, Don Hawk. But first, let's get to our what's hot. And what's hot was all the rain last weekend, washing out most of the races. Hopefully everybody stayed safe and things will dry out. We'll get to racing this weekend, or certainly very soon. And speaking of racing soon, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the owner of the Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man Series, Chris Tilley. Welcome back to the show. And you're going to be up there at the Big E Eldora Speedway Saturday, April 19th to kick off your year. What does it mean for your series to start off there at the Hallowed Grounds?
It is a true, true honor to get to go to the Big E for their 72nd annual season opener, and it be the lid lifter for our series. And we're just so excited about going up there on April the 19th. Just so much storied history at the Big E. And we can't wait to get back after a successful show there last Labor Day of 24.
You talk about a series owner that has worked his tail off. Chris Tilley made his name down in the southern part of our country and then decided, you know what, there's more late model places that need to be having great late model races. And a couple of years ago, launched the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series, and it has really become one of those distinctive series in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana. Chris is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the brand new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So, you know, the series itself, I mean, you paid out a bunch of money last year, and I've been hearing and reading that you're even adding to that. Rusty Schlenk thought he came away with a lot of money, all that he got last year. What you got cooking this year?
Well, Rusty did a great job, and all of our drivers in the top 10 that got paid there. The championship went down to the wire between Rusty and Seth Daniels, and we've doubled our points fund and put just a little bit more into it. So we're nearing $60,000 this year for a regional tour. We've got around 32, 33 races at 20 different racetracks, and over $1 million in prize money going out the door this year. So we're very, very blessed and excited to bring that to the fans, to the drivers, to the tracks and their promoters. Like you said, I was in the South for a long time. We ventured north. You know, there was an opening there. The South is just so saturated in series. So we felt like we needed to go north. And I miss the South. Don't get me wrong. We had some wonderful people we dealt with, and I miss them dearly. But the North is a special place, too, and some wonderful, wonderful racing goes on up there.
Chris Tilley, the owner of the Valvoline American Late Model Iron Man Series, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What's it like to go to some of these tracks as a big traveling series, and the tracks, where you're now going, haven't seen some of that, some of these new places, like you're going to 191, Hidden Hollow, Mountain Motor. I mean, y'all are going into some places that are really going to, be packed to the gills, I would imagine, to come see some great late model racing.
We're excited about going to every track that we have on the schedule. I mean, I'm really looking forward to each and every racetrack, and I mean that sincerely. And like I say, some of these places, they've had some big crate shows and some super shows, but I think we're bringing something extra to the table with them. We're working closely with the Ultimate Heart of America series, doing some co-sanctioned races with them this year, trying to work together with everyone in the area, because it takes all of us. And we're excited about getting to a lot of new tracks. And like I say, Eldora kicks off next week, and then we go to the end of October. And it's going to be a long season, but those guys will get to run for some good money at the end of the year. And we've got about 10 to 12 drivers that's going to run the tour with us this year.
How many tracks are you going to on the Valvoline Late Model Ironman Series this year?
20 different racetracks in a 4-state radius, like you mentioned.
Wow, that's incredible. 10 drivers, 10, maybe even 12 drivers going for the tour. Who are some of those names?
Some of the ones we need to look for: defending champion Rusty Schlenk is back on tour with us this year. Seth Daniels, Rod Conley, Rob Anderzak. We're hearing that Dusty Moore may be back with us this year. Adam Stricker is going to be driving for Tim Logan. He's on tour this year. Rusty's 14-year-old son, Carter Schlenk, another one of those drivers running for the Flow Racing Rookie of the Year this year. Austin Lay out of Northern Kentucky. He's been with us the last two or three years, a great upcoming young racer. And just we've got some more that are interested. Shane Bailey and other guys that are going to be running with us.
Chris Tilley, the owner of the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series, a dirt car co-sanctioned series, kicking off their season. The Lid Lifter, as Chris says, Saturday, April 19th. That's next Saturday. Eldora Speedway, the big E for late model action. I mean, that's got to be something. What does it, you know, when you hear it as the guy that had to go knocking on those doors, calling them, asking for meetings, doing all the work and bringing all these sponsors in now with 20 tracks, 4 states, over $1 million in prize money. Chris, you got to take a lap for yourself at some point. What's this mean for you?
Well, it's a true blessing from God that I'm able to do this, Lenny. And, you know, it takes everybody working together. It's not a Chris Tilley effort for sure. I've got a wonderful team. And, you know, I deal with great promoters, as you mentioned, and sponsors, and it's just putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I enjoy putting the schedule together. Sometimes it gets a little hectic when you're trying to put dates together and give everybody what they want. But this year's schedule was definitely a lot easier to put together than last year's, our inaugural kind of bringing our area to the north season, so to speak. So it's definitely an interesting venture. And like I say, each one of these promoters have been wonderful to work with. And we're excited to kick off the season at Eldora. What a better place. You know, the hallowed grounds up there, the house that Earl built. And, you know, it's a special place to me and to a lot of the drivers that run there.
The Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Chris Tilley. Go get him, man. Congratulations on all your success. And follow him on social media. Check out their website. Thanks again, Chris. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Buddy Baker is back in victory circle after just 5 tries in 1971.
Your family and Buddy Baker have a history.
A long history of Buck and my granddad racing against Buddy's dad. Buddy came to drive for my dad in 71, 72, right along there, drove that white Dodge number 11. They always called him the Gentle Giant. And Buddy would come over to the house. Sometimes he would bring his son, Brian, who was about my age, and we'd go motorcycle riding. Buddy Baker was a great motorcycle. We'd go out through the woods, and man, he would do some stuff, and my dad would just putt along on that little motorcycle he had. Buddy'd have his on the back wheel and in the gas and running hard. Brian and my dad would ride together, and I would ride with Buddy because they would putt along, and I would ride with Buddy. But Buddy was just that guy who always was just so kind to me. Even when I started racing, and we'd go to Daytona, or you'd go to Talladega, where he had lots of success, you could sit and talk to him, and he would tell you things, and you could pick his brain, and he tried to help you.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, one of the winningest sprint car drivers so far this year, three different states, two different tours, and now his first USCS 360 powered win. Joining us on the Profab hotline, Jaden Bowling. Man, it's all coming together for you. Congratulations on this. Can you believe that you pulled it off in your first USCS race? That had to be something.
Definitely something, no doubt. And I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. And we'll be able to get into detail here shortly and figure out how it all come together as one big win.
Yeah, you had a Daytona 500 winner finish second to you. You had Lance Moss going out of the park and all the regulars from USCS. And you hadn't even gotten to practice with a 360 power plant beforehand. Please tell me about the magic and how did you calculate all of this after it all, you know, that drive getting ready for Cherokee the next day? Could you even sleep? It all happened so quickly.
It was definitely a lot to soak in, especially a lot of mixed emotions, just between trying to be on point and then at the same time not having any laps in a 360. But it did help coming off of two wins in a row with the 305 at the Carolina Sprint Tour. It definitely made it a whole lot easier having Brian Kimenall to be able to be on the wrenches and make sure the car was where it needed to be all weekend. So I definitely made it a little easier. And the team that I have backing me, you know, Christopher Bell, Brian Kimenall, Barry Fenton Supply Company, Moss Racing Engines, and Winners Rear Ends. I mean, they're so many people that stands behind me, and that makes the journey a little bit easier, a little more promising, I feel like.
On the profabrication.com hotline, Jaden Bowling, USCS sprint car winner from Gastonia, North Carolina's Carolina Speedway last week. He's already got a couple of wins in the Carolina Sprint Tour, Livonia, Georgia, and Lakeview, South Carolina. Not a lot of sprint car racing yet all across the country, but certainly enough to where you're now in the rare company of, you know, the top drivers that have won to this point this season and such. What's that feel like to be in the, you know, you look and you see the rankings and gravels and, you know, the different drivers and the high limits and all that stuff. You're out there. It seems to have just snapped together so well. What's this feel like?
It's almost like a dream come true. To be able to, for one, be fresh in a sprint car. I think we have under 10, maybe 12 races in a sprint car total. And then to not get any practice laps at all, and then to get two practice laps with the 360 before we got fired off there at Carolina. So it was a...
What was the big difference? You had been in 305s, and I got to believe that, you know, it changes how you attack the corner, how you attack, you know, every bit of it, because you're really leaping forward with the horsepower. What changes, you know, could you make in that short of a time frame to be able to, you know, pick up ideas and such? How were you able to do that?
I would say Brian Kimenall had the car where it needed to be. So with me first getting in hot laps, I knew all I had to do was my job. I didn't really have to worry about what the car was doing or how it would do. I just knew that my goal was to get all out of it that was in it.
Did you adjust your points though on the track, being that the car would get to those points differently than the 305 would?
Yeah, it was a little bit different. So like the biggest difference I feel like from a 305 to 360 is just things happen a lot faster. And you have more power to get you out of trouble, but then you also have more power to get you in trouble. So just kind of like a coin toss. So just pretty much was able to soak it all in as quickly as possible. And then to have two laps for hot laps, and then you had eight lap heat race. And then pretty much by the dash, I was starting to get get pretty comfortable with it.
Oh yeah. You'd had 10, 12 laps by the time the dash deal ended. You were an experienced veteran, Jaden Bowling, on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, just a click of away at profabrication.com. Now, I'm of course trying to push things too far ahead already so quick. And, you know, they say it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but you've got a 305, a 360. So where is your 410 somewhere in your future? Let's just go to, you know, you being a champion after this, but really, where do you think, you know, maybe we'll see you, you know, dabble in, you know, the next step, to the ultimate step, so to speak.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. Of course, to get to that point, you have to have a little bit of financial backing. So, Once we were able to get some help like that on board, then you'll definitely see us in a lot of the 410 shows and 360 shows. But right now, just kind of taking it one step at a time and learning. Don't want to move up too fast. So we'll be in the 360s in and out at the end of this year. And in the next year, try to make a hit at the full tour. And then at that point, start dabbling a little bit here and there with the 410, but just gotta be smart about it, and definitely don't want to move too fast and not run good. So I don't think it'll be long.
Well, it's a breath of fresh air to hear a driver with enough wisdom to know that it takes a little while of seat time and adjustment time to make these jumps up, not some, you know, hot shot that just bounces up and then doesn't do things. Jaden Bowling doing them right, winning in the 305s of the Carolina Sprint Tour, now piloting the Keminaw Bell 360 sprint car to a win in USCS. Where can we follow you on the internet so we can keep up with all that you got going?
Oh, yeah. So you can look at us or look us up at Jaden Bowling Motorsports on Facebook and Instagram. And then that'll keep everybody updated. And then we also have some new merch and stuff. So we'll be getting the website updated here shortly and be able to keep everybody in the loop.
Good deal. Jaden Bowling, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Cookout, char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes.
Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, a special friend, mentor, and now a guy doing so much for USAC Silver Crown as the series director, the former CEO of the SRX series, the president of Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, Alan Kowicki's side-by-side guy through his days, Don Hawk, joining us on the ProFab Hotline. With all that you have been through and all the great things, what is so interesting about the USAC Silver Crown series that has got you involved with this year?
Well, it's exciting and got me involved because I can remember many, many years ago, we'd go into a racetrack early and we'd eat dinner, and Thursday night, sitting there with Dale, either at the hotel or wherever we were eating, we'd turn on Thursday Night Thunder and we'd watch a Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart or J.J. Yelly and then Ryan Newman after that, and I could go on and on, right? So for me, it's just a return to something that I saw over the years, I loved over the years. It's thrown us not only great talent in all forms of motorsports, but some of them, I'd like to say, became great friends of mine. So it's just a pay it forward thing. I was talking with Kevin and Jason from USAC for months and just decided, you know what, I want to do this, because there's two things I want to do, Lenny, is one, eat a cookout burger, because you made me hungry with that open lead. And two is I want to just give back to something that's been so great to me. So I'm trying to avoid retiring and doing everything I can to help racers, from the owner, the driver, the track, the sponsors. I want to enjoy it. And what a place to do it with Silver Crown.
Wow. I think it's going to be a great benefit for the series and all those involved. Don Hawk joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, USAC Silver Crown series director. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Terre Haute, the track, ready to run this coming Sunday. What can the fans expect for the USAC Silver Crown Series when they pull into that hallowed ground?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, because if you take a look, we've got, at the current moment, 32 drivers registered, and there's zero lack of talent, Lenny. I mean, it just goes, you know, you can go through the list from the Swansons to the Bacons to the Grants to the Learys to the Seavies to the Thorntons to like Wismiller. I mean, you can read the Kaylee Bryson's coming. To me, Kyle comes. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Oh, no.
But that, I can't read 32 names, right? It's like, holy mackerel. And for me, you know, I'm going to go and I'm just going to pay attention. I'm going to observe. I'm going to watch. I'm going to learn how they put on a show. And my job is to see what we can add to the show and add to the event. And each one hopefully build upon itself, and then next year make another schedule to do it again, but even bigger, better, faster, stronger.
Well, and a guy that knows how to do it bigger, better, faster, stronger is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the USAC Silver Crown Series director, Don Hawk, chatting with us about this coming Sunday's event and then the season ahead, from pavement to dirt races, back and forth. You know, what are some of the events that you have circled on your calendar that have you maybe haven't been to, but always wanted to? And, you know, maybe the crowd of us should follow along and get there with you.
So the answer to that is pull up the schedule online, circle all of the above, and join me.
Now, you're a kid from the Eastern PA side. I got to believe Port Royal is on that list that would be something for you.
I may be there a day early. you know, as a Pennsylvania guy, you know, I just grew up around Grandview, Big Diamond, Port Royal, Williams Grove, and, you know, to stay focused on this, I can't wait to go to Port Royal again. And and this time just be able to watch and, again, try to – what can we do to make the show better, you know, make it more exciting for the fans. We want to build this Silver Crown series into something that people look at again and go, oh, wow. And they don't really just want to see it once, but it's like the old Disney motto. You got to do it so good that they want to come see you do it again.
Wow. Well,
that's what makes
Yes.
Go ahead.
The guys that have been doing it good, from the CJ Learys, Brady Bacons, you know, Logan Seavey, Justin Grant, and of course, Cody Swanson, all veterans of the USAC Silver Crown Series. We're chatting with series director Don Hawk. What about some of the young talent that maybe you can grow and develop that become historic in your era?
You know, it's exciting about the young talent on the group, because the reason I mentioned low first is, in talking to several of the key veteran drivers, they said there was a low number of new young talent coming, but they see it out there. Could we, you know, start to get them and move them along and, you know, get them more actively involved in Silver Crown? Because a lot of people think it's more for a more experienced or older bunch of guys. So, you know, I've got my own reasons to see young ones come, but it's not like some people would think. It's to build a brand. When you want to build a brand, you got to have the seasoned veteran and you got to have some wily rookie that's just going to shake up the beans.
Well,
and somebody that's not afraid to ride the rim, or somebody that's not afraid to dive, you know, into a corner down low on somebody that's doesn't usually like people diving in down low. One thing I know about young racers, you can't tell them a whole lot until something really good happens or something really bad happens. And then they're like, what did you say about that? So I'm excited to watch it. You got a handful of them going to be right there in Indiana this weekend. And I can't wait. I mean, I was looking again to make sure they didn't cancel my room or my flight or my car yet.
Well, we don't want any of that. Just you at the tracks and go to those USAC Silver Crown events. Don Hawk, the USAC Silver Crown Series Director, with guys like Trey Osborne, Briggs Dander, Kaylee Bryson, Saban Bybent, and so many more. Plus that wild card, Ricky Thornton Jr., going to be a great Silver Crown Series. Don Hawk, thanks for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. We hope and expect a fantastic year for you and all the Silver Crown Series. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Every weekend, right here.
Start your engines!
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Debbie.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Hopefully the weather will let us race. There's plenty of tracks planning on it. Check your local listings, as they say, and get out and support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.